Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on this episode, we're going to continue our series on college football running backs player props. So, as I had mentioned in the previous episode, volume is easily the most important factor when it comes to any of these player props, but especially rushing yards for running backs. And my example was simply, you know, even the worst offensive line returning production cannot hinder the sheer volume that a running back gets. And so our case study that we'll look at today is going to be the Penn State backfield, and it's going to be mainly looking at Catron Allen, who is 675 rushing yards is his season line. And then we're going to talk about Nick Singleton also, but this is more geared towards Allen when it comes to who we like going forward. So there is a gigantic shift in Penn State's overall offense, which we had spoke about numerous times, really talked about during the Drew Allar episode. And, you know, when we talked about the overall returning quarterbacks for the Big Ten. So the main difference here is just the pass rate over expectancy profiles are gigantic. And the main reason is because the offensive coordinator change is going to just give you just a vast difference in what to expect. And so last year, on standard downs, Penn State was minus 1.75% pass rate over expectancy. And then on passing downs, they were plus 5.90% pass rate over expectancy. And so basically, you know, in passing downs, they were really getting after it, you know, kind of leaning more into that, as you know, and then more of a standard look, you know, the standard downs. But the big thing is, Penn State is bringing in off Kansas offensive coordinator Andy Kolnicki, who is very run-oriented. And so Kansas's pass rate over expectancy profile last year was negative 6.57% on standard downs. So that means they ran it 66.5% of the time on standard downs, and then negative 5.55% on passing downs, which means they would run it 45% of the time on passing downs. So that's going to be an increased run rate of almost 16%. Now, the biggest difference here is going to be in the pace. So it might balance it out a little bit, but I think we're still going to see this run-heavy attack just simply because that's what the Kansas, you know, offense was centered around. You know, you had a game manager in like Jason Bean who would have these highly efficient games, but it was centered around the run game and just those different schemes. And so the pace last year for Penn State was very moderate. It was 73rd overall, 27.33 seconds per play. And then the 2023 pace of Kansas was 112th overall, 29.51 seconds per play. So one thing that is a little concerning coming back is going to be that the offensive line returning production is 95th overall, and that's 50.5% of their offensive line snaps coming back from the offensive lineman that had at least 300 snaps or more. Now, like I was saying previously, there were 31 Power 4 running backs who had over 900 rushing yards. And only three of them came from a team that had offensive line returning production under 50%. But every single one of those running backs ranked top 40 in attempts. And so we're kind of really skating that line here. But the reason I feel like Catron Allen is going to go over his line of 675 rushing yards is A, because that line is significantly under the 900-yard threshold, and B, his standalone metrics are infinitely better than Nick Singleton. And he's already proven that when it came to last year's production, as he rushed for, you know, 902 yards versus Nick Singleton, who rushed for 752 yards. And they essentially had the same amount of attempts, 172 versus 171. Now, that right there doesn't, like, tell the whole story, but I'll give you the standalone metrics and you could be the judge for yourself. Nick Singleton, out of 200 qualifying running backs who had at least 100 rushing attempts last year, was 187th in broken tackles plus missed tackles per attempt. 187th, okay? 8.8%. Just let that sink in. Yards after contact per attempt, 140th. 2.6 yards after contact per attempt, okay? Now let's flip over to the other side. Catron Allen was 32nd in broken tackles plus missed tackles per attempt, 25.6%. That's three times as much as Singleton. That means he is a shiftier, he is a more evasive, electric running back. And then when we get to the yards after contact per attempt, he's even better of a grinder-like physical running back, right? He's 61st in that at 3.1 yards. So those stark differences to me, they just tell me right now that he is the better running back. And there's not any, like, seniority bias here. They were both sophomores last year, and they're coming into this year, you know, again, the same way. And I feel like, yes, we're going to have a 50-50 or 55-45 timeshare. But again, if Allen gets the exact same amount of attempts that he had last year, he is going to soar over this total. I mean, with no issue whatsoever. I think the totals are way off, in my opinion. Singleton being almost 85 yards more is asinine to me. I can't wrap my brain around it. And I think, again, you know, Penn State is going to lean on their running backs, as they have. And I mean, they wouldn't have brought in Cole Nickey if they felt like they were going to go in a different direction. Now, his offense is going to be way more modern, you know, whether it's motion, more 11 personnel, things like that, way more modern. But the run to pass ratio is going to be even more exponentially higher. So so that's pretty much it for my take on this. I just feel like Catron Allen is, you know, again, another running back who might be going underlooked because not a lot of people know who he is outside of Penn State. I'm not going to act like I knew who he was until I started diving into this. But just on the surface level, like, he's better than his counterpart. And if they get the same amount of volume, he should crush again. But that's going to be it for this episode. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, ideas for possible content for me to cover, topics going forward, you know, you can always reach me on Twitter. You can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. And, you know, I'm going to keep cruising through all these player props because I feel like this is the most valuable edge that we possibly have this offseason. And other than that, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.